Okay, you're going to need a tarot deck, doesn't matter which one, and a pen and journal. So get comfortable once you have those things. And this is a practice that you can do daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, doesn't matter. But the truth is that the more often you do it, the more results you will see, as with all things. So I want you to shuffle the cards, doesn't matter how, doesn't matter if you saged them or put crystals on them, I don't mind. You just pull a card. All right. So literally just pull it however you want. Again, there are no rules here. So shuffle and pull a card. I'll wait. Now look at that card. And just see what pops out at you. Notice, I mean, if you know something about that card, that's great. You can notice if anything that you know about that card occurs to you, but you don't need any previous experience here. You can just look at it. What does that card bring to mind for you? Does it bring up any past memories or associations? Do you notice particular things in the picture? Does the words on the card have particular significance for you? It might be anything, the color of the card, the contrast of the colors, the shapes on it. It might be that nothing at all occurs to you, in which case that is great also. But just give yourself a moment to really sink deep. Pause the recording if you need to, and just sink deep and ask yourself, what does this card show me? What is it asking me to see? And when you've done that, I'm going to ask you to put it down and to let go of everything you think you know about that card, which, of course, the more you know about tarot, the more important it is to do that. And it's important for all of us, including us professional readers, to consistently be willing to let go of everything we think we know about the cards so that we can have a new experience of them in the moment and to see the truth that they are revealing to us in this moment. Because truth comes in different forms at different times. And what is important is not that you are consistently seeing the card as the same thing, although that may happen, but that you are willing to see the truth as the universe wants to offer it to you now. So I'm going to ask you to say some kind of prayer. And if the word prayer bothers you, then use, an incantation or whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Again, there are no rules here. And just say something along the lines of, and pause the recording if you need to, say something along the lines of, please let me let go of everything I think I know about this card, so that I might have a new experience and see the truth. Okay, so when you've done that, I want you to come back to the card and just look at it again. And you might see and you might get exactly what you got last time, which is great, that's information. And you might get something else. Again, pause the recording if you need to, but take your time. Be willing to be surprised, be willing to be shocked, be willing to have something random come in that seems to have no context. Just be willing, be willing. And again, if you've got the same thing, that's great. And if you've got something completely different, that's great. And now I'm going to ask you, and you are going to need to pause the recording now because I'm going to ask you to put pen to paper. And as you put pen to paper, the question you are asking is there anything else I need to know about this card? And then you're just going to sit with no expectations and you're going to listen and be willing to hear whatever comes through, which is again why that prayer that you just said is important. Because what comes through might surprise you, might shock you, might be completely different to what you just saw and heard before. but you're going to do what's called automatic writing, which you may well have done before, but you're going to write the question, what else do I need to know? Or what else do you want me to see here? And then you're going to pause and you're going to wait for the answer to come through, and you're just going to let the universe move your pen for you. And, you know, you can set a timer if you like, but it doesn't really matter. But I would suggest that probably give it at least 2 or 3 minutes and come back to this recording when you're ready. Okay, so you've put pen to paper. And again, you may have just deepened something that was already given you. You may have gotten some new information. You may have been shocked to find that it was a complete U-turn. Doesn't matter. There are no rules here. And again, you know, tarot, old school tarot, was all about this is what the card means, and it always means that, and there were experts to tell you that thing. And of course, you had to keep going back to those experts for a reading because you couldn't really understand it yourself without their help. And that is not how tarot works today. There is an entire generation of tarot readers, of which I am just one, who are developing the idea that tarot is there to help you to connect with your own intuition, which is exactly what we're doing right now. So, you got your first look at the card, you got your second look at the card, you did a little bit of writing, and now I'm going to ask you to settle in, because I'm going to take you on a little short meditation. Don't worry, we won't be here too long. And I'm just going to guide you, and again, you know, say some sort of prayer along the lines of, let me see something new, let me be willing to be surprised, show me the truth, and trust that whatever you tap into, if it sounds like love, you can trust it. And if it gives you deep amounts of fear, there's a decent chance that you just tapped into the ego, and that's okay, you can keep coming back. Because we all have both inside of us. We all have access to the ego inside of us. And we all have access to something that you can call love or God or Holy Spirit or the universe or inner wisdom, or doesn't matter. Don't care. There are no rules here. Okay. So with all that said, do sink in. Do get comfortable. Take a really deep breath. Take another. Commit to yourself that you will listen to whatever this love inside you has to tell you. You find yourself in a place that feels safe. It might be a room, it might be a location, it might be nothing in particular. But wherever it is, you are safe, surrounded by angels or the love of the universe or whatever words work for you. You are safe. And you see walking towards you a figure. And you can see on this figure's face that they are here to bring you wisdom and love and a total lack of judgment. They are here to help you hear what you already know deep, deep down inside yourself, but that you have covered over with shoulds and with I needs and I wants, and all of the addictions and ways that you try to control. They are here to remind you of what is underneath all of that garbage. And as they walk towards you, the sense of safety increases. You are safe. You are loved. trust this space. Now bring the card to mind in front of you. Allow whatever images to come to you, whatever sounds. And I'm just going to be quiet for a moment so that you can listen to this person, this figure, this whatever in front of you, and you can gain something from their wisdom, which is actually your own wisdom. You are safe. And if you're not ready to come back, please pause this recording and continue. And if you are ready, trust whatever was given to you, even if it was silence. You are safe. You are loved. These tarot cards are not here to tell you what to do with your life. They are here to help you access the part of you that will always guide you in the right direction. Whether you call it intuition or self-trust or God, doesn't matter, don't care, there are no rules here. These cards can help you to never have to be afraid of your own decision-making process ever again. These cards can help you so that you don't have to keep going back to the tarot reader, to the astrologist, to the guru. The time of gurus is dead. You are your own guru. The guru is within you. If the word guru doesn't work for you, you substitute whatever you need. In the meantime, if you need to take this to external sources, feel free. It doesn't mean you never need to get a reading or consult a spiritual advisor ever again. But the purpose here is always to put those people out of business. My job here is to put myself out of business as a tarot reader. You already know. You just need to be willing to remove the obstacles between you and your own wisdom. So great job. Again, you can do this as often as you need to, and the more frequently you do it, the more you will gain. I love you. Keep coming back.